It is 7:45 right now. Look, last week you might have heard, of course, that New South Wales Labor leader Luke Foley, he announced that he will fly the Aboriginal flag permanently on the Sydney Harbour Bridge if elected Premier in 2019. Now, currently that flag only hoisted on the iconic landmark for 15 days of the year on January 26 and across Reconciliation and NAIDOC weeks. Now, the change would see it fly alongside the Australian flag and the New South Wales state flag, recognising and celebrating Australia's rich Aboriginal heritage. And of course, that got everyone's back up, didn't it? So producer Jack Schmidt has been having a bit of a look in this. Jack, nice to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, nice to be here. Thanks, Nick.
How long have we had this campaign to get a third flag on the bridge?
Yeah, so basically this campaign was started by 27-year-old Camilla Roy woman Cherie Tocker on change.org, the site where you can load up petitions. And it was quite a modest campaign to just simply have the Aboriginal flag hoisted up onto the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge alongside the Australian flag and the state flag. And basically on that campaign page, Cherie wrote that as Australians, we are proud of our Aboriginal heritage and we want to recognise and celebrate that heritage every day. And the flags flying from the top of the Sydney Harbour Bridge are wonderful symbols of our heritage and identity. However, the Aboriginal flag does not fly permanently atop the bridge. And then we therefore ask government and decision makers to consider flying this third flag alongside those two Australian flags already. So it'd be a flag, obviously, that acknowledges and celebrates our ancient and authentic Indigenous culture. They were the words of Cherie. So honestly, quite a simple,
I would have thought,
modest request to put a flag up on our iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge. Of course, this flag was originally designed in 1971, the Aboriginal flag. It's really quite a beautiful flag, in my opinion.
It's very iconic as
well. Yeah, and a unifying flag for Aboriginal people. There's the black representing Indigenous people, the yellow for the sun, and red for the earth, obviously representing that spiritual connection to land. So a lovely flag, and I think that gesture of putting it up on the Harbour Bridge would be quite a simple thing for lawmakers and decision makers to execute.
I didn't think it'd be a tough one. I'm curious, though, when did Luke Foley get involved? Because Luke doesn't poke his head out and say much usually.
No, he's usually pretty quiet. But Luke actually contacted Cherie a couple of weeks ago to express his support for the change, and he expressed in a press conference that we should all be proud of the 60,000 years of Indigenous history here in Australia, and flying the flag would be an appropriate expression of that pride. And that was backed up by Labor's Aboriginal Affairs spokesman David Harris, who added that flying the flag is a sign of respect and can help foster a greater sense of community. And also we had support from the other side of politics, from conservative Liberal politics, with former Liberal Premier Barry O'Farrell stating that the idea of extending it throughout the year is a reasonable and sensible idea.
Barry got involved.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Barry supported. So I guess across the political spectrum, the consensus was it's a reasonable and sensible suggestion that shouldn't be much of an issue to execute.
You would have thought that would be the kind of general consensus, but it wasn't, was it?
Yeah, you would have thought, but the next day, turn on your talkback radio in the morning, and you get a backlash of outrage.
Do.
So,
of
according
do.
To Alan Jones on 3GB, this was not a reasonable suggestion at all. To quote Alan, speaking to Labor leader Luke Foley, he said, "This is the most divisive thing I've heard from a political leader. The most divisive thing. You've lost the electorate. You've lost me, and the voters. They will trash you."
That's amazing.
Yeah, the most divisive thing, that to use that superlative. I mean, it's really an incredible thing to say. This simple gesture is the worst or most divisive thing he's heard in his entire journalistic career.
Alan Jones, of all people. I mean, what did Foley say to that?
So Foley, well, these conversations with Alan often are kind of one-sided, but
of course.
Luke tried to argue that, you know, the Aboriginal flag already flies on a number of public buildings. A lot of public schools already fly the Aboriginal flag all throughout the year, so it's entirely appropriate to hoist a flag on the Harbour Bridge. And, you know, again, we've had that backed up by most commentators in the media and across the political spectrum. But from Alan's perspective and some other conservative commentators, there was this kind of line again that, you know, this is just gesture politics, it's just symbolism, and it's distracting from more urgent Aboriginal welfare issues.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that's an argument we heard from, for example, the Alice Springs councillor Jacinta Price during the the Change the Date campaign a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
So she actually got on board with Mark Latham's campaign to inverted commas, save Australia Day. And her argument has always been that these symbolic changes don't actually affect change in the lives of Aboriginal people, which I'm not entirely sure about.
I'm not entirely sure either. I probably go back to, of all people, Briggs the rapper, who said, if we can't have these simple conversations,
absolutely,
then how are we ever going to have the tough ones?
Yeah, and I think it's a really important to get that conversation going and to change hearts and minds. I mean, I would love to live in a country that celebrates Indigenous history, that's really proud of this 60,000 years plus of history, and proud to live on a continent where we share with the oldest living culture on earth. And I think I don't think gesture politics or so-called gesture politics need be mutually exclusive from so-called real politics. I think it's important, the language we use and the ceremonies we have and the symbols we use, they are important in telling a nation's story. So I think symbol changes like putting up an Aboriginal flag, that's good for advancing the conversation and actually affecting real change in the future.
I'd back you up on that one, Jack. Thank you very much for looking into this for us.
No worries.